7:35. You're listening to Morning Edition on NHPR. Lawmakers returning to Concord this morning. They'll be voting on some high-profile issues, including Medicaid expansion. NHPR's Josh Rogers joins me now to discuss what will happen later today and what we might expect during year two of the legislative session. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Greg.
So lawmakers back at it. Looks like they're getting right back into it on Medicaid expansion. That issue deeply divided Democrats and Republicans last year. So what's expected to happen today?
Well, as you say, Rick, House Democratic leaders aren't wasting time. Their plan for today is to tack a proposal drafted by Nashua Representative Cindy Rosenwald and Rye Representative Tom Sherman onto a bill concerning health exchanges under the new federal health law and get this Medicaid language over to the Senate as soon as possible. This proposal would aim to add about 50,000 people of low income to the state's Medicaid rolls with the proviso that people earning from 100 to 138% of the federal poverty level, which is about $11,000 to $15,000 a year, would receive subsidies to buy their coverage on the federal health care exchanges starting in 2017. If last year's debates are anything to go by, the House will have the votes to do this without a great deal of difficulty. But Senate Republicans aren't likely to agree to this proposal as is. They've long insisted that new recipients require their insurance on the exchanges sooner. Democrats from Governor Hassan on down have insisted that's not workable, and state health and have shared that view thus far.
Okay, so it's kind of a situation of, you know, stay tuned and see what happens, huh?
Yes, and with the Senate Republicans holding a 13-11 advantage in that chamber, you know, it's worth noting that Democrats only need to pick up two Republican votes to get it through the Senate, which does sound doable, but it wasn't last year. And this debate and any votes taken on Medicaid are sure to have ramifications for the fall elections. You could argue that from an electoral standpoint, a continued standoff may actually help Democrats. That's certainly not what they want. They want to expand Medicaid yesterday, basically. But it's what some of them do think privately. And there is polling showing that most voters favor expansion. Plenty of Republicans, on the other hand, continue to think that opposition to so-called Obamacare in any and all forms is something that will help them come November. So we'll see if the current impasse continues. It would seem, though, that the deeper we get into the session, the harder progress may become on this issue.
Okay. So what are some other bills of note that are getting votes in the House today?
Well, it does look pretty certain that the House will return the age of majority in criminal proceedings to the age of 18 from 17, where it now stands. There's also going to be a debate over the use of license plate scanning devices by police. New Hampshire is apparently the only state that currently prohibits this technology, although there have been instances where law enforcement have used it. Backers of the bill to authorize their use say that it's limited enough and appropriate. Critics of the scanners say that they encroach on civil liberties and, you know, could be abused. It was a split vote in the committee of recommending the bill's passage, and outcomes on issues involving civil liberties and technology, particularly in the House, can be pretty hard to predict, so it's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, it's another stay-tuned moment, I guess. Beyond today, do you expect much movement this year on high-profile debates that went down in flames last year? I'm thinking, of course, of expanded gambling or even raising money for roads. There's been lots of talk of DOT funds.
Certainly, and when you ask top lawmakers that question, they all point to the bipartisan deal they managed to strike on the state budget, which was certainly an accomplishment, and then they'd say they don't really know what's going to happen this year. But the casino debate is certainly going to be rejoined, and, you know, it's true that there's a regulatory regime worked out by a special committee over the summer that could potentially help it pick up some votes. A more low-profile gambling bill to allow Keno in New Hampshire is being recommended for passage by the House Ways and Means Committee, which is interesting. As far as road money goes, there's a broad agreement that a less modest gas tax proposal than the 12 cents backed by the House last year stands more of a chance. But it is really hard to say. There is a gas tax bill coming from a Senate Republican that would be a more modest increase that is not favored by Senate leaders. But, you know, once again, in year two of a session, consensus can be harder to find.
And, of course, as legalizing marijuana, that's up for a vote today, isn't it? And later on, of course, we could be talking about the death penalty once again.
Well, yes, there is a marijuana bill that will be getting a vote in the House shortly. This will be, again, interesting to watch, but it's hard to see it ending with New Hampshire legalizing pot this year. The vote out of the committee was, you know, reasonably narrow to reject it. Polls do indicate that public opinion is becoming more tolerant of marijuana legalization. We also have action in Colorado and Washington state to legalize, but Governor Hassan's been quite clear she'd have problems with it, you know, as with lots of lawmakers. backers do say taxing it Colorado style could raise up to $30 million a year, which would involve moving quite a bit of pot. You know, as far as the death penalty repeal goes, this is something Governor Hassan does. And the votes for repeal are almost certainly there in the democratically controlled House. The Senate is harder to know, but supporters of repeal are going to be pushing this. And as the year moves on, this is going to be an interesting issue to watch.
Okay. As always, we will be watching and listening. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
Josh Rogers, he joins Morning Edition often to talk about what's happening in New Hampshire's politics at the State House. You can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers, NHPR.